Upgrade by Blake Crouch. Read by Henry Leva. For Michael McLaughlin, Marine, Lawyer, Dear Friend, 1946 to 2021. Part 1. You can stop splitting the atom. You can stop visiting the moon. You can stop using aerosols. You may even decide not to kill entire populations by the use of a few bombs. But you cannot recall a new form of life. Erwin Chargaff. 1. We found Henrik Soren at a wine bar in the international terminal, 30 minutes from boarding a hyperjet to Tokyo. Before tonight, I had only seen him in Interpol photographs and CCTV footage. In the flesh, he was less impressive. 5.5 feet in his artificially distressed Saint Laurent sneakers, with a designer hoodie hiding most of his face. He was sitting at the end of the bar with a book and a bottle of Krug. I commandeered the stool beside him and set my badge between us. It bore the insignia of a bald eagle whose wings enveloped the double helix of a DNA molecule. For a long moment, nothing happened. I wasn't even sure he'd seen it gleaming under the hanging globe lights, but then he turned his head and looked at me. I flashed a smile. He closed his book. If he was nervous, he didn't show it, just stared at me through Scandinavian blue eyes. "Hi, Henrik," I said. "I'm Agent Ramsey. I work for the GPA." "What am I supposed to have done?" He was born 33 years ago in Oslo, but had been educated in London, where his mother was a diplomat. I could hear that city around the edges of his voice. "Why don't we talk about that somewhere else?" The bartender was watching us now, having clocked my badge, probably worried about getting the bill paid.
"My flight's about to board," Soren said.
"You aren't going to Tokyo. Not tonight." The muscles in his jaw tightened and something flickered in his eyes. He tucked his chin-length blonde hair behind his ears and glanced around the wine bar, and then beyond it at the travelers moving through the concourse. "See the woman sitting at the high top behind us?" I asked. "Long blonde hair, navy windbreaker. That's my partner, Agent Netman. Airport police are waiting in the wings. Look, I can drag you out of here, or you can walk out under your own steam. It's your call, but you have to decide right now." I didn't think he'd run. Soren had to know the impossible odds of eluding capture in an airport crawling with security and surveillance, but desperate people do desperate things. He looked around once more, then back at me. With a sigh, he polished off his glass of champagne and lifted his satchel from the floor. We drove back into the city with Nadine Netman behind the wheel of the modified company Edison and I-70 virtually empty at this hour of the night. Soren had been installed behind the passenger seat with his wrists zip-tied behind his back. I'd searched his carry-on, a Gucci messenger bag, but the only item of interest was a laptop, which we'd need a federal warrant to break into.
"You're Logan Ramsey, right?" Soren asked,
his first words spoken since we'd escorted him out of the airport.
"That's right. Son of Miriam Ramsey?"
"Yes."
I tried to keep my tone neutral. It wasn't the first time a suspect had made that connection.
He said nothing else. I could feel Nadine looking at me. I stared out the window. We were on the outskirts of the city center doing 120 miles per hour. The dual electric motors were almost silent. Through the wraparound nightshade glass, I saw one of the GPA's new billboards shoot past, part of the latest public awareness campaign. In black letters against a white background, "Gene editing is a federal crime. #GPA. Downtown Denver loomed in the distance. The megatall half-mile tower soared into the sky, an arrow of light. It was 1 a.m. here, which meant it was 3 back in D.C. I thought of my family, sleeping peacefully in our home in Arlington,